This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
It's the final week of the high school sports season for the 2025-2026 calendar year, and postseason spring sports is upon us at the state level. Good morning to you and all here on Care Country, 93.7 FM. We are at Bill McDonald Field, the home of the Blue Valley West Jaguars in the Kansas City metro area, as we got coverage of the Class 3A State Baseball Championship Tournament and the 2-7 quarterfinal matchup featuring the Jefferson West Tigers and the Trojans of Girard. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Joseph Curry in studio, Brandon Tabman with you here live and on location. It is a warm mid-morning, and the temperature only going to rise as we continue the broadcast here today, as we're excited. Three wins away for both these teams in search of a state championship. Jefferson West, the 2 seed, the home team on the scoreboard, a record of 24-2, the number one ranked team in the 3A classification. Jeff West, what a season it has been. Started 15-0 before being swept by Sabetha at home. And Sabetha, of course, the Big East League champs here in 2026. Dominant regional tournament for Jefferson West. Big wins over Raleigh County, Hiawatha, and Moorhill Mounts Academy in the championship game. It's not going to be an easy first-round tilt. The 7-seed Trojans of Girard, boy, they were dominant, too, in their regional tournament, beating Galena, Cherryvale, and Heritage Christian. Girard has a record of 21-5, and Jeff West is going to see Cam Smith on the bump. He is an Arkansas commit, so Girard bringing a legit D1 commit to the mound today, with the winner moving on to Manhattan later on this week for the semifinals at Toynton Family Stadium. Excited to bring it to you here today. It's Jefferson West and Girard, Class 3A State Baseball Tournament quarterfinal in the Kansas City metro area. We got the starting lineups and the first pitch. It's coming your way next. It's your local sports authority, Care Country, 93.7 FM.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go Giant. Sign up today at GiantCom.net.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
Back here on Care Country, 93.7 FM, 11 a.m. start time here this morning for this Class 3A State Baseball quarterfinal game. It is the 2-7 matchup with Jefferson West and Girard. Joseph Curry in studio here on Care Country. I'm Brandon Tabman, live and on location here for our state baseball coverage today in the Kansas City area. Well, let's get you today's lineup card for this quarterfinal matchup. Winner moving on to the semifinals in Manhattan later this week. Let's start with the 7 seed, the Girard Trojans, representing the CNC League, number 6 ranked team in the class. Girard's record entering this game today is 21-5. Leading it off is freshman right fielder, that is Briggs Buckingham. Batting second, the sophomore second baseman, that is Friar Schultz. Batting third is senior left fielder, that is Aiden Ashbacher. In the cleanup spot, that's junior shortstop Robbie Bruning. Batting fifth, that's junior catcher Blake Brokob. Batting sixth is sophomore third baseman Jackson Smith. Batting seventh is freshman DH, that is Drake Smith. Benjamin Cullen will bat eighth. He is the junior first baseman. Corbin Bowen is the junior center fielder. He will bat ninth. And in the flex defensively in pitching, we mentioned at the top, Arkansas commit and junior That is Cam Smith. So again, for Girard today in this quarterfinal matchup, Buckingham in right, Schultz at second, Ashbacher in left, Bruning at short, Brokop catching, Smith at third, Drake Smith the DH, Cullen at first, Bowen in center, and Cam Smith again the flex, pitching here today. For the two-seed Jefferson West Tigers representing the Big East, they are 24-2 and currently the number one ranked team in the 3A classification. Well, for Jeff West today, Ryan Pressler leads it off. He'll be behind the dish catching. Batting second is third baseman Brody Thielen. Batting third is the left fielder, that is Brady Skahan. Cooper Watkins in the cleanup spot, the reigning 3A pitcher of the year. And in the cleanup spot, and of course on the mound here today for Jefferson West. Batting fifth, the right fielder, that is Max Tuck. The DH in batting sixth, that is Jackson Pollard. Batting seventh at first base, that is Austin Knox. Batting eighth at second base, that is Corbin Mayer. And batting ninth, the center fielder, that is Colin Croson, with the flex and defensively at shortstop, that is Cooper Knox here today. So again, for Jeff West at 24-2 overall, it is Pressler catching, Thielen at third, Skahan in left, Watkins pitching, Tuck in right, Pollard the DH, Knox at first, Mayer at second, Croson in center, with again Cooper Knox the flex defensively at shortstop here today. Excited for it. We are moments away from the first pitch on this beautiful Memorial Day. Let's get patriotic with it. We step aside for a timeout. The start of this game, the opening pitch, it's coming your way next here on Care Country 93.7 FM.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit Morton Building.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. DSB has been in existence since 1901 and has operated under the same name since its founding with no interruption. The bank remains locally owned and locally focused on serving local people and businesses. With all those decades of experience, Denison is here to make your financial life better. That's Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, and online at dsbks.com, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs, we excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
High school baseball here on CARE. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net. and become simply connected. Joseph Curry, our studio producer today here on Care Country. Brandon Tabbitt with you. Bill McDonald Field, home of the Blue Valley West Jaguars, side of the Class 3A State Baseball Tournament quarterfinal matchup today between the Girard Trojans and the Jefferson West Tigers. Well, Girard, the road team, 7 seed, a record of 21-5. 2 seed and the home team on the board, Jeff West, representing the Big East. Number one ranked team in the class, a record of 24-2. Getting the start today for Jefferson West on the hill, that is Cooper Watkins, making his 11th start of the season. He has a 2.73 ERA, 61 strikeouts, and 19 walks. His record on the bump this season is 8-1. Well, the top third of this Girard lineup, Briggs Buckingham, Briar Schultz, and Aiden Ashbacher. As the winner moves on to the semifinals later on this week in Manhattan, Kansas. Boy, it is absolutely packed here at the ballpark. Bill McDonald Field, Blue Valley West Jaguars, the home of this field. The turf is beautiful, absolutely beautiful on this holiday Monday mid-morning. And here we go. Cooper Watkins, first pitch of the game to Briggs Buckingham in there for a called strike. Girard at 21-5 on the year as Watkins delivers one outside for ball number one. A freshman Buckingham batting 400 this season, 15 RBIs and 19 stolen bases. Fastball runs inside, missing there by Watkins. And the count in favor of Buckingham at 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, Girard, again, this is a very challenging 7 seed that the Tigers are going to have to get through here today as Watkins barely missed with an off-speed pitch outside. And now Buckingham has the advantage, 3 balls and 1 strike. And the 3-1, fastball collection for strike number 2, and the count runs full here on the first batter of today's game. Watkins working quickly, Presley the catcher, the 3-2, outside ball 4. Briggs Buckingham, the freshman, working a leadoff walk here for Girard in the top of the first inning. That'll bring up sophomore second baseman Briar Schultz. Well, you got some underclassmen in this 1-9 for Girard, who has had very good season. Schultz, a sophomore, being one, batting average of .489. Buckingham at first base, nobody out. Top of the first, just getting going, no score. Watkins fires in a first pitch and a little bit high for ball one. I'll mention Watkins. He has been the ace and the reigning 3A pitcher of the year, according to the Kansas Association of Baseball Coaches. Now a throw to first, and back in safely is Buckingham with a head-first slide. Defensively behind Cooper Watkins, Pressler the catcher, Thielen at third. Cooper Knox at short, Mayer at second. Austin Knox at first, and then left to right field, Skahan, Croson, and Tuck. That next pitch, outside corner, a called strike number one. Schultz has driven in 29 this season. The maroon tops, gray pants, gold numerals, and lettering for Girard, the all-white home unis. The Tigers here today, black numerals and lettering trimmed in red. Off-speed, runs up and inside, advantage Schultz, 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, Girard started the season 13-0 before suffering a couple of losses at Baxter Springs. Then they actually had a 3-game losing streak with a couple of losses to Frontenac and Iola. Frontenac also a 3A qualifier. A 4 consecutive wins for the Trojans coming in, and now a ball thrown down to first, and it gets all the way down the right field line. Rounding second is Buckingham. He'll put the brakes on there. So it's going to be a throwing error by the catcher in Pressler. And now the count, again, in favor of Schultz at 3 balls and 1 strike. So Girard, an opportunity to strike first here in this top of the first inning. The Watkins again out of the stretch. Schultz batting from the right side, open on his stance, little wiggle above the right shoulder with the bat. Good swing there, fouls it straight back, and the count runs full. So the first two batters for Girard have worked Watkins into full count scenarios. Buckingham worked a walk. He's at second. Now Schultz, let's see what he can do. Watkins sets, chest level, now fires, and it's a high chopper. Right back to Watkins off the mound. He'll underhand to first in time for the first out here of today's game. Buckingham moves to third. Schultz out on the 1-3, and that'll bring up the senior left fielder, Aiden Ashbacher. Ashbacher batting a solid .382 with 21 RBIs. So even a productive out would provide Girard the first run of the game. Let's see. First pitch by Watkins. Fastball in there for a called strike. Now, Girard averaging just north of 8 runs per game. Ashbacher open on that right side stance, and Watkins missing outside there, and it's 1-1. Briggs Buckingham at third base with one out here in the top of the first inning. No score. Girard looking to get on the board first as Watkins fires again, and a late swing and miss. Good pitch. And now Ashbacher behind Mr. Watkins at 1-2. Now, Jeff West trying to revenge, last season at the time is called here by Ashbacher. He'll step off. Of course, Jeff West, their second consecutive trip here to the state tournament. Of course, last season losing 2-0 to the Big East League champs in Sabetha in the first round. And now 1-2, missing high with the fastball. Ashbacher evened up, 2-2. But Jeff West, they are the number one ranked team in the state. Girard, number 6, coming into this one. A 2-2, swing and a miss. Then Watkins emphatic with the celebration on that second out here in the top of the first inning. And now it's up to Robbie Bruning, the junior shortstop. First strikeout here in this quarterfinal for Cooper Watkins, and a chance to get out of it. First pitch breaks in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Bruning's batting 378 with 25 RBIs. He's got an RBI chance here, but he needs a base hit. Next pitch outside, 1-1. And Watkins out of the windup here. Curls it in there, but missing inside, 2-1. Well, for Girard, it's their first trip to state since 2022. They finished fourth that season in 3A. Their fifth trip overall since 2002. And that one is in there for strike number 2. So 2-2 here on Bruning. Runner at third, 2 down. No score, top 1. Jeff West trying to get out of this one. Here's the pitch by Watkins. Late swing and a foul off here. Goes over the fence down the right field line. And it's still 2-2. You got five. Jeff West has given up just 3 runs per game this season. They have given up 79 runs in 26 games. Now another late swing and a foul off here down the right field line. Good battle here with Bruning and Watkins in this top of the first inning. Briggs Buckingham at third base. Reached on a walk. Got the second on a throwing error. And then the third on a ground out by Schultz. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss. And Watkins with back-to-back strikeouts to end the Girard top of the first inning. One left stranded in scoring position. We go to the home first here at Blue Valley West. No score here in this state quarterfinal matchup. Jeff West coming up to bat right after this here on CARE.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Coverage continues today here on CARE. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. Well, in the Kansas City metro area, boys baseball Class 3A quarterfinal here today. Jefferson West and Girard scoreless as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Girard got a runner at third base in that first inning, but back-to-back strikeouts by Cooper Watkins, getting the Tigers out of that early jam. Ryan Pressler will lead it off. Brody Thielen and Brady Skahan will follow. And the Jefferson West Tigers, a record of 24-2 on the year, and the number 2 seed in this tournament. Here's Ryan Pressler to lead it off. His 48th plate appearance this season, batting average of .291. Bats on the right side, Tad open on the stand. Cam Smith on the bump legit Division One commit. Check swing and a foul off here by Pressler. And Pressler starts behind. No balls, one strike. Now Smith committed to Arkansas. The junior has been so good this season. And it's going to be a tough one to get runs on the board at a heavy pace for Jeff West. There's a called strike, and Pressler quickly behind at 0-2. Smith enters today on the bump a 7-1 record, 93 strikeouts, and a crisp 0.27 ERA. Pressler steps out of the box again with the repertoire at the hands of Smith here on an 0-2, and he goes low in the dirt. Good eye by Pressler, and it's one ball, two strikes. Pressler has 7 hits this season and 8 RBIs. And a 1-2 here by Cam Smith is in there. Call strike 3. Scott Pressler looking on the bender that caught the inside corner. And the first strikeout today for Cam Smith. And that'll bring up the third baseman, Brody Thielen. So one up, one down. No score. Bottom of the first inning. Jeff West with Thielen on the right side batter's box. Thielen this season, this is plate appearance number 100 for Thielen. And a first pitch fastball, a little bit outside for ball one. Now Thielen batting 411 with a 1086 OPS. Out of the windup, the righty Smith delivers. A lot of velocity there, but missed just a touch inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, as a team this season, Jeff West batting 346 as a unit. And there's an off-speed pitch that catches the inside corner for called strike number one. 2 balls and one strike here on Thielen. As Smith comes out of the windup, fires it in there, ticks up in the dirt for ball three. Now Thielen out in front, 3 balls and one strike. Thielen has drawn 23 walks this season compared to just 8 strikeouts. Base is empty, one down, bottom of the first inning. Here's a 3-1, and taking all the way, and it's in there for a called strike. Thielen thought it was ball four. Umpire says, get back in the box. So now a 3-2 pitch coming up here from Cam Smith. Get the defensive alignment for Girard here in a second. Big pitch. 3-2, it's on the way. Low and outside, ball four. A one-out walk for Thielen. And Thielen drawing his 24th walk of the season and a one-out base runner for the Tigers, and that'll bring up left fielder Brady Skahan. Now behind Cam Smith, defensively, Brokop catching, Jackson Smith at third base, Bruning at short, Schultz at second, Colin at first base, Ashbacher in left, Bowen in center field, Buckingham is the right fielder. First pitch swinging, Skahan fouls it away for strike number one. Thielen at first, after a one-out walk, Tigers get their first base runner here in the bottom of the first inning. Skahan starting behind at 0-1. Skahan batting a mean 468. Also his 100 plate appearance of the year. Fastball blows it by, called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Well, I said this to a couple of the Jeff West fans here before the broadcast today. Cam Smith on the bump here for Girard. I think by far and away the best pitcher they have seen to this point this season. Here's an 0-2. Late swing. Good hack there, but Skahan fouls it away. Still 0-2. Now, Skahan, he does not strike out much. He has only struck out 3 times all year. And he's down in the count here on Smith. No balls, 2 strikes. Thielen at first base. 1 out. No score. Bottom 1. Here's the pitch. And another foul off here. Straight back into the net. So still 0-2. Dimensions here at Blue Valley West. You got 317 down the left field line, 319 down the right field line, and a high fence in straightaway center field. Another 0-2 here by Smith to Skahan, and it's on the way. And reaching into the dirt, check swing, strike 3, and that's out number 2. Thielen holds at first base. Skahan going down on strikes for just the 4th time all year. So with 2 outs now and a runner at first, that brings up Cooper Watkins. Watkins in the cleanup spot today. His 100th plate appearance this season, batting average at .394. Thielen leads from first. Not a 2.5-step lead, doesn't go. First pitch fouled straight back for strike 1. So Cooper Watkins, what a career he has had. The reigning 3-8 pitcher of the year. according to Kansas Association of Baseball Coaches. And Cam Smith, he is legit. Trying to get out of this first inning, just like they did with Jeff West. No harm done. Good fastball, swing and miss, quickly 0-2. Well, he touches over 90 miles per hour with the fastball. The velocity is real. That's why committed to a D1 university. Thielen at first, two outs. As Smith sets, fires to Watkins. Check swing, he held on, pitches high for a ball. So it's 1-2 now on Watkins. And Smith trying to strike out the side here in the bottom of the first. He's out of the stretch, not much of a lead there at first for Thielen. And the 1-2. Bends inside, missing, just barely, 2-2. And shout out to both fan bases here today. It is packed. And a state quarterfinal matchup, a little bit of a shorter drive for the Jeff West fans. Girard in the southeast Kansas region. Here's the 2-2. Another late swing and a foul off again. Good battle here by Watkins, falling behind 0-2. Sitting now at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Thielen at first base after a one-out walk. Pressler and Skahan both have struck out this inning. So 2 outs, runner at first. 2-2 count. Smith sets, checks, and deals. Swing and a miss. So Cam Smith strikes out the side in the first. And both pitchers off to a good start here today. Class 3A state baseball quarterfinal. It is Jeff West and Girard. Scoreless after one. Second inning coming your way next here on CARE.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
School baseball continuing here today on CARE. It's a warm Monday afternoon. Happy holiday. Hopefully everyone's celebrating in a good fashion as we bring you Class 3A state baseball quarterfinal action here in Kansas City metro area. Jeff West and Girard in this opening round game. We are scoreless. Into the top of the second we go. Blake Brokaw leading it off here for Girard. Jumps in front 1-0. And Watkins missing that 1-0 pitch inside. Quickly 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson Smith and Drake Smith will follow here for the Trojans of Girard against Cooper Watkins, and he misses that one outside. Quickly, 3 balls and no strikes. Watkins walks Buckingham to lead off the first, but worked around it, and now that is a 4-pitch walk to lead off the top of the second inning. So the second walk issued by Watkins, and the second straight inning that Girard puts the leadoff man on. And it looks like we'll get a courtesy runner here for Girard. So the courtesy runner now taking over at first base. That'll bring up Jackson Smith, the sophomore third baseman.
Here you go, Jackson.
No score, top of the second inning. Got coverage all across our networks here today. There's a first pitch called strike to Jackson Smith, and it's 0-1. Brokaw at first after a leadoff walk. Second walk issued in this quarterfinal by Cooper Watkins. He'll set the right be right, a bunt shown, and it's fouled straight behind home. So now Jackson Smith behind at 0-2. So the bunt might go away here. It's going to be a lot of small ball here today. Two elite pitchers on the bump. You would have to imagine runs are going to be very hard to come by in this game. Here's an 0-2 to Smith. Then he swings at a high fastball and just got it away to the right side foul. So still no balls and 2 strikes. Now, Girard, they have scored 219 runs in 26 games this season. Jeff West allowing just 79 runs in 26 games this season. 0-2 outside. Good eye there. I was pretty close to Jackson Smith. Now one ball, two strikes. Brokaw at first base. Nobody out here in the top of the second inning. 3A baseball quarterfinal here on Care. No score. Jeff West and Girard as Watkins sets, looks at the runner at first, and fires in an 0-2 and just missed outside. Boy, Jeff West fans wanted that one. They did not get the call. And it's two balls and two strikes. Not a cloud in the sky here today. Watkins here, having to work around another leadoff walk for a second straight inning. Here's a 2-2. Outside, ball three, and it gets away all the way to the backstop, and the courtesy runner and a second base with ease on the wild pitch. There is a lot of distance between home plate and the backstop, so for runners at third today, if a ball gets all the way behind, you're more than likely going to score. Heavy emphasis defensively on both catchers here today. So after the wild pitch, it's now three balls and two strikes. Brokaw, the courtesy runner for Brokaw at second base. And now a time called. So Smith will step out. A big 3-2 pitch coming up. Drake Smith is in the on-deck circle for Girard. Pretty straight up with this right side stance. Lock-in sets. 3-2 on the way. And a foul off here to the right side. So another 3-2 pitch coming up here momentarily. The courtesy runner is Drake Boulware, a freshman. He is at second base. Three balls, two strikes. No outs here in the top of the second. Another chance for Girard to get on the board. He left a runner stranded at third in that top of the first inning. Here's a 3-2 by Watkins, and it's inside, ball four. He went off speed, just didn't break as much as he wanted it to, and that's the third walk already in this game issued by Watkins. And Girard, they got something cooking here with two on and nobody out. So here is Drake Smith, a freshman. There's three Smiths in the lineup here for Girard. Jackson has no relation. Drake and Cam are cousins. There's the Girard info for you. Drake's going to show bunt, and he puts it down beautifully to the right side. The only play for Watkins is at first, covering his mare, and the job well done by freshman Drake Smith. So the first out of the inning, but a base hit to tack two. And here is Ben Cullen, the junior first baseman. Girard, runners at second and third with one out. No score, top two. Now Watkins with runners at second and third. He's going to go out of the windup here. And he delivers an off-speed pitch outside corner for strike number one. And Watkins had only issued 19 walks in 41 innings before today. There's a good off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. Quickly 0-2 here on Cullen. Three walks already in the first inning and change here in this quarterfinal game. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And a huge strikeout on Ben Cullen. He goes down swinging. Out number two, and it's down to Corbin Bowen, the junior center fielder. Third strikeout in this game for Cooper Watkins, and another chance to work out of a little bit of a jam here early. So here is Bowen. The junior steps in. First pitch. Oh, hacks away and coming up empty on an off-speed pitch. And Bowen starts behind. No balls, one strike. Courtesy runner for Brokaw at third. Smith the runner at second. And the pitch. Jeff West fans wanted it. Did not get it on the outer edge. It's ball one. One ball, one strike. Girard trying to strike first here in the second. Bunchone popped up back into the netting. And now one ball, two strikes here on Corbin Bowen. Jeff West, nine consecutive wins for the Tigers coming into it. A record overall at 24-2, the two seed in the field, but number one ranked in the class. Here's a 1-2 by Watkins, and just missed. A little bit low and outside, 2-2. So Bowen battles it to an even Stevens count. Runners at second and third here with two outs, top two, no score. A 2-2 by Watkins. In there, called strike three. Got it on the outer edge with a fastball. Four strikeouts for Watkins in the first two innings, And Gerard will strand to that frame in scoring position. 1.5 in the books here on CARE. No score. It's high school baseball. They're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling. Get speeds up to 2 gigs built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilds.com. Do something big.
Teams, they win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. Joseph Curry in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. No score as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Jeff West and Gerard. Class 3A baseball quarterfinal in the Kansas City Metro. This one put on the ground. Bruning, the shortstop, fielding, firing, and that is well played to retire Max Tuck. Here to begin at this bottom of the second inning. So Tuck quickly out, 6-3, and that'll bring up the DH, Jackson Pollard. Now, Pollard this season, this will be his 89th plate appearance, his batting average north of 350, an OPS of 1044. Total of 24 hits, including 10 doubles and a home run. One out, base is empty, no score, bottom two, and he slices this one to the right fielder, and it's going to be caught by Buckingham. Now, Buckingham played it well, didn't have to move much to his left, and he makes the catch quickly, two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. So a ground out and a line out, and two outs for Austin Knox, the first baseman here for the Tigers. 28 is the jersey number, bats on the right side. Knox making his 50th plate appearance of the year. Takes a fastball inside for ball one. Again, Cam Smith, 3 strikeouts here early, has issued 1 walk. A junior and Arkansas commit for the Trojans. Here's a 1-0. Right down Broadway. Fastball for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Tigers so far, it's early, but only one base runner to this point. It was on a walk in the first, and Knox taking one inside here. And now 2-1, the count in his favor. Knox has got 15 RBIs. He has struck out 9 times. And he hits it to the right side, but foul. And 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Austin Knox. Jeff West, they have scored 271 runs this season. That is a school record. They also have set school records this season in team doubles, team walks, and RBIs. Historic season. Trying to continue it here today for the Tigers. And now a high chopper left side foul as Austin Knox continues to battle here with Cam Smith. 2-2, 2 outs, bases empty, no score, bottom two. Knox steps back into the right side batter's box, pretty straight up with that stance. Slight bend to the knees, fire by Smith, just missed outside with the fastball. Gerard fans wanted that one. No go from the umpire, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. Well, Knox has drawn 6 walks. He's got Cam Smith at 3-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss. Oh, boy, that was nasty. Off speed, Austin Knox had 0 chance, and it's 3 up, 3 down for Jeff West. In the bottom of the second inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, no left. 4 strikeouts now for Cam Smith. We're 2 innings in. No score here on CARE.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 15 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red truck. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Back here on CARE, high school baseball, Class 3A state quarterfinal. No score, Gerard and Jeff West. We go to the top of the third inning. And Gerard back to the top of the order with Briggs Buckingham. And Cooper Watkins' first pitch in this inning is outside for ball one. So Buckingham drew a leadoff walk to begin the game, but was left stranded at third. He takes a called strike here, and it's now one ball, one strike. So Schultz and Ashbacher will follow top third of the Trojan lineup here in the top of the third inning. Off-speed pitch there to Buckingham from Watkins, missing outside for ball two. Pretty straight up right now on the infield for the Jeff West defense. That one's low, ball three. It's just a different animal when you get to this point at the state level. Now Watkins has certainly battled here, and that pitch in there, outer edge for a called strike, and he runs it full here on the freshman, Briggs Buckingham. He came into this state tournament with a .400 batting average, batting from the left side. 3-2, and is put into play. Grounder, Cooper knocks it short, takes his time, sidearm throw, in time for the out. Buckingham down 6-3 to begin the top of the third inning, and that'll bring up the sophomore, Breyer Schultz. Now Schultz, .489 on the average coming in. Grounded out to Watkins in his first at bat here today. Some bases empty, one out. Top of the third inning, no score. Gerard and Jeff West. Bill McDonald Field, home of the Blue Valley West Jaguars. Now this one's lifted to shallow right field, and calling it off is Tuck the right fielder, and a sliding to a one-knee catch. Kind of awkward looking there for Max Tuck, but he'll make the catch in shallow right for out number two. That'll bring up Aiden Ashbacher. Two up, two down here in the top of the third inning. Ashbacher struck out swinging his first time up, and he takes a fastball knee high for a called strike number one. Ashbacher came into today, batting average .382. Now he hits this one high in the air, medium depth, out towards left center field. Colin Croson moves over. He'll make the catch. And that is easy breezy for Cooper Watkins and Jeff West in the top of the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. 2.5 in here in Kansas City. No score between Jeff West and Gerard.
Good count for Cooper, 52.
Back here on CARE Country, 93.7 FM. It's high school baseball. State quarterfinals, Class 3A. First round matchup. It's the 2-7 game between Jefferson West and Girard. We are in the Kansas City metro area, home of the Blue Valley West Jaguars. And we go to the bottom of the third inning here. Jeff West coming up with the 8-9-1 spots as we are still scoreless. Cam Smith, four strikeouts, one walk here in the early going. And here's Corbin Mayer to lead it off for the Tigers. Corbin bats from the right side, open on his stance, resting that bat on the right shoulder. Here's the fire off from Smith and blowing it by with a fastball. And a swing and miss there by Mayer for strike one. Now, Corbin Mayer, very good, making his 90th plate appearance this season, 826 OPS with 14 hits. And now he slices this one down the right field line, and that one is barely fair. It's going to roll all the way up into the corner. Corbin Mayer's going to round and slide into second base. First hit of the game for Jefferson West, and it's a leadoff double here in the bottom of the third. That ball was a half inch away from being foul. It just touched the line and took an awkward bounce behind the right fielder in Buckingham. So here's Colin Croson, number 9 in the order here for Jeff West, and now the Tigers, their best opportunity to get on the board here early on in this game. Croson playing in center field. 79th plate appearance, batting average 259. Smith looking back at second, and he'll throw it back that way. Pops out of the glove of the shortstop, Bruning, but not far enough for Mayer to take off to third. So Smith certainly keeping an eye on Mayer at second base. Bottom of the third inning, Jeff West, Girard scoreless, but the Tigers a leadoff double here in this inning by Mayer. He is at second base. Still waiting for the first offering here to Colin Croson. Smith out of the stretch. Looking back at second, nobody holding. Here's the pitch. Bends it in there for a called strike. Now, Croson this season, 14 hits. He has 15 RBIs. He would love to get his 16th right here. Smith's setting, belt level. And again, Croson going to show bunt here. And he puts it down beautifully. Straight off the mound, it's Cam Smith. Throw to first in time for the out. Mayer moves to third. And Croson doing a nice job on the sacrifice bunt. So one out. We go to the top of the order for Ryan Pressler. Pressler has 8 RBIs this season and looking for number 9 here in this first-round state game. Trying to break a scoreless tie with one out in the bottom of the third as Mayer standing 90 feet away on third. So Cam Smith, see if he goes out of the stretch or if he swings it through. He will stretch it. He'll look over at third, no hold. Infield, corner infield playing in a little bit. Now a bunt shown. And the fastball missing outside for ball number one. Second at bat here for Pressler. Strikeout victim his first time up. Now back-to-back trips to state for Jeff West. Last year ending a 13-year drought. Number 2 seed in 2026. Another bunt being shown by Pressler. He pulls back and it just missed outside 2-0. It has been a fairly consistent and tight strike zone here by the umpire behind home. Kind of a love-hate relationship so far with both fan bases. But the count favoring Pressler 2-0. Jeff West trying to strike first here in the home third. Smith sets, another bunt shown, and it's put down to the third base side. Little squeeze, Mayer's going to score. Throw to first is in time. So the RBI for Ryan Pressler. And Jeff West, the 1-0 lead. Ryan Pressler, the suicide squeeze. Mayer comes diving in home for the first run of the day. Two outs, bases empty here in the third. 1-0, Jefferson West. Very nicely done for the RBI for Pressler. So two outs again, bases empty. Here's Thielen. And he hacks away at the first pitch, comes up empty on an off speed, and it's 0-1. Now, Thielen worked a walk in his first at bat. Jeff West on the suicide squeeze, the first run of the game here today. Now, Smith runs one inside, missing. And it's 1-1 here on Thielen. Now, Pressler at the top of the order, driving in his 9th run of the season, and his biggest one for sure to this point. Now, this one hit foul, straight back into the netting by Thielen. And he is down in the count, 1-2. Now, certainly a little warm here today, but about as picture-perfect of an afternoon here for some high school baseball. 1-2 by Smith. Popped up in the air, right side, shallow right field. It's actually going to be Schultz, the second baseman, shallow into right field, off the dirt, into the grass. He'll make the catch to retire the side, but the first run has scored. It started with the leadoff double by Corbin Mayer. He comes in on the suicide squeeze by Ryan Preckler. We go to the fourth inning here in Kansas City. 1-0, Jeff West, here on CARE.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Three innings in here in Kansas City. Jeff West on the board. They lead Girard 1-0 as we go to the top of the fourth here on CARE. Appreciate Joseph Curry in studio. Brandon Tadman with you. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communication believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. Well, here in the top of the fourth, Girard trailing by one. Robbie Bruning leads it off and takes one for a called strike from Cooper Watkins. Next pitch is put on the ground, right side. Tough play here for the second baseman. Mayer, throw to first, not in time. Well, Mayer was closer to the second base bag than the first base bag, and he had to run a long ways to get that ground ball, and by the time he got it up to Austin Knox at first, Bruning was safe, and it's an infield hit for Girard to lead off this top of the fourth inning. That'll bring up the junior, Blake Brokob. He reached on a walk to lead off the second, but was left stranded at third. Off speed, swung on and missed. Good pitch there to start for Cooper Watkins. And Brokob falls behind at 0-1. Bruning at first base, representing the tying run here in the top of the fourth. Next pitch. Low and outside, great stop and slide there by Preckler to keep it in front. That certainly saved Bruning from going to second base, and now the count, 1-1, here on Brokob. Watkins sets chest level, he'll turn, fire, pick off, move, oh boy, nearly. Got the runner at first, Bruning beat the tag, applied by Austin Knox, and he is safe. Orion Pressler's suicide squeeze scoring Corbin Mayer. The last half inning, the lone run here for Jeff West. Their 1-0 lead. Next pitch missing outside. 2-1 here on Brokob. And sure, our team is set up, no doubt, to be obviously great this year, but a lot of sophomores and juniors scattered in this lineup. Now a routine grounder to the third baseman. Thielen's going to make the play to first. He didn't try to go to second, so that's the first out of the inning. And Bruning up into scoring position as Brokob is out 5-3. There's Jackson Smith, who walked in his first at-bat. And a base hit away from potentially tying this game here in the top of the fourth. Still only one out. Watkins has 4 strikeouts and 3 walks. That hit by Bruning to lead off the inning, the first Girard hit of the game. A little bit of a pause here before Smith steps into that right side batter's box. I mentioned earlier, not a cloud in the sky here today. So Watkins sets, coming out of the stretch, he'll fire. First pitch in there to Jackson Smith for a called strike number one. And what a season, what a really a 2-year stretch it has been for Jefferson West. Trying to avenge the one-and-done scenario last year at the hands of Sabetha in the opening round of the state tournament. Missing a little bit with that fastball upstairs. 1-1 here on Jackson Smith. A look back at second base. Runner is Bruning. Represents the tying run here. Off speed, a little grounder to the right side, and it's blocked by Austin Knox. Fielding, and everybody is safe, and the game is tied. Coming around to score on the air is Bruning. It was botched down the first base line by Austin Knox, and heady base running by Robbie Bruning. And on the air, it's a tie game here in the fourth at 1-1. So Smith at first base, and that'll bring up another Smith. That is Drake Smith, the DH. Hit a sacrifice punt in his first at bat, and he takes the first pitch, called strike number one. Now Girard coming right back to tie the game. And the top of the fourth inning, after the Tigers took a 1-0 lead in the bottom half of inning number three. Good pitch there to Drake Smith, and now he's quickly behind Cooper Watkins at 0-2. So a fielding error allowing Girard to get on the board. And still got work to do here for Jeff West. One out, 0-2 count, and a foul ball here to the right side. So again, Drake Smith with the sack bunt is opening at bat here today. He's got Jackson Smith, no relation, at first base with one out. Watkins out of the stretch. Not much of a lead, but Austin holding it first. Here's the pitch. Just missed outside, 1-2. And that tight strike zone staying consistent by the home plate umpire here so far. Ben Cullen in the on-deck circle for Girard and trying to rally here. Maybe to take their first lead if they can keep the line moving. And that's a good swing there by Drake Smith, but he'll foul it straight back, still 1-2. Again, Watkins entered today, making his 11th start. A 2.73 ERA. With his four strikeouts here in this game, give him 65 and now 66 as Drake Smith is down on strikes for out number two. So make it five strikeouts here in this quarterfinal for Cooper Watkins. That'll bring up Ben Cullen, the junior first baseman. One of the five strikeout victims. And his first at bat. Runner at first now, two outs. First pitch here by Watkins outside for ball one. Girard has scored 200, now 20 runs, 220 after that run in this inning. That pitch way high. Good stop there by Pressler. And it's two balls, no strikes here on Cullen. And Girard has won four consecutive games coming into state, which included three pretty solid wins in the regional tournament over Galena, Cherryvale, and Heritage Christian. There's a bender in there for a called strike, and a good one there. Now 2-1. Runner at first, Jackson Smith. An error allowing Girard to get on the board. We're tied at one, about the halfway point. Now a time called here by Cullen. He'll step out of the box, glance down the third base line. Little bit open on that right side stance. Watkins setting at the chest level. And he fires in a 2-1, late swing, and a foul off here out of play down the right field line. And two balls and two strikes here on Cullen. Every pitch, every at bat gets magnified. The later we go into this game, it's been a dandy. A 1-1 tie here in the top of the fourth. Here's a 2-2 and an off-speed pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Big strikeout on Ben Cullen there for Cooper Watkins. He has six strikeouts here today, but the Trojans have tied it thanks to an error by first baseman Austin Knox. We go to the bottom of the fourth here in KC. A 1-1 tie here on Care.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant Pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one, too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling. Get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now, when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Yeah.
to be part of the order here for Jeff West. A tie game in the bottom of the fourth, leading off Brady Skahan, Cam Smith. First pitch, this is a line drive out towards left. Ashbacher, though, playing it well. He'll make that catch shoulder high for out number one. So one pitch, one out for Jeff West here in the bottom of the fourth. Skahan now 0 for 2 today, and that brings up Cooper Watkins. A 1-1 game here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Girard and the Tigers. Cam Smith kicks and fires. Missing low for ball one on a fastball. Now Watkins, the strikeout victim, his first time up. Cam Smith has struck out four here today so far. Next pitch in the dirt, ball two. Now Watkins entered today. This is plate appearance number 101. And batting average right about 390. Good movement with that bat above the right shoulder. A little bit inside on the stance. Here's the 2-0, and it's hit to the left side. And a line drive right to Bruning. It's short. He didn't have to move at all. He'll make the catch for out number two. So a line out to left, a line out to short. Two up, two down here for Jeff West in the bottom of the fourth. And that brings up the right fielder, Max Tuck. He grounded out to short in his first at bat here today. Batting average of just north of 450 coming in. Now he hits this one on the line drive, and that one's down in the right center field gap for a base hit. Right over Schultz at second base, and a two-out single for Max Tuck. That'll bring up Jackson Pollard, the DH. The 28th hit of the season for Max Tuck. He's at first base with two outs. As we mentioned, Pollard, the DH, who lined out to right. His first time up, came into today again batting average right about 350. This is plate appearance number 90 on the year for Jackson Pollard. Got Tuck at first base, two outs. First pitch by Smith, waved at and missed for strike one. Well, hits have been hard to come by here today. Kind of unconventional runs here for both sides. The suicide squeeze for Jeff West in the third, and an error allowing Girard to tie it up in the away fourth. Here's an 0-1. This has popped up a mile high out into center field. Bowen, he has it eyed up, not moving much. He'll make the catch, and that retires the side. So Max Tuck, a two-out single. It does no harm for Girard. And we go to the fifth here in Kansas City. It's a 1-1 tie here on CARE.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-417. Or visit MortonBuildings.com.
High school baseball continues today on A Care Country. Joseph Curry on the ones and twos. Brandon Sabin here with you live and on location. Well, it wasn't going to be easy today in this quarterfinal game for Jefferson West. They're tied up with Girard at 1-1 as we go to the top of the fifth. And the first pitch here by Cooper Watkins to Corbin Bowen. Missing a little bit high for ball one. Bowen, a strikeout victim his first time up. Watkins pins it in there for a called strike one.
Come on, Ted.
Well, Jeff West getting their first and lone run in the third. Girard came right back in the fourth to tie it. Now we're now in the top of the fifth. That one missing outside. Two balls, one strike here on Corbin Bowen, and then back to the top of the order for Girard for a third time through. A 2-1 missing low. Now three balls and one strike here on Bowen.
So
Watkins has drawn, or I should say has allowed three walks in this game. And a 3-1. That one is in there for a called strike, and the count runs full. Big pitch coming up here to lead off the top of the fifth inning, a 1-1 game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Watkins gets the strikeout swinging. Give him seven here in this game, and that gets us back to the top of the order with Briggs Buckingham. Briggs today 0-for-1 with a walk. That was back in the first inning, and then in the third, he grounded out to short. But again, a 1-1 game here in the top of the fifth. Bases empty, one out. Pitch by Watkins to the lefty in Buckingham, and it's lead missed inside for ball one.
One away.
And Watkins out of the windup, the 1-0. Went outside with it, couldn't catch the corner, and it's 2-0. There have not been a lot of hits in this game. Two elite pitchers on the bump with Watkins and Smith for the Trojans. Watkins again going outside and missing, and it's 3 balls and no strikes here on Buckingham. Well, the top two in this Girard lineup with Buckingham and Schultz, freshman and sophomore respectively, and that one is high, and it's a 4-pitch walk. So the fourth walk issued by Cooper Watkins. And the representing go-ahead run at first base here in the fifth with one out, and that brings up Schultz, who is 0-for-2 today but came in with a batting average of .489. Girard an opportunity here with one out. Watkins going to fire to first, and Buckingham back in safely. Schultz bats from the right side, gets the call from third base coach, and Watkins out of the stretch. And the pitch. In there, outside corner, got it with a breaking ball, and it's a called strike. 0-1 the count here on Schultz. He grounded out to Watkins on the mound in the first, and then flew out to right in the third, 0-for-2 today. Now Watkins again firing over to first, and Buckingham back in safely. Well, scouting report on Buckingham, he's got speed. He's got 19 stolen bases this season. Watkins certainly keeping an eye. Medium to decent size lead over at first. He doesn't go, and there's a swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2 here on Schultz. Bowen began the inning with a strikeout. Buckingham reached via the walk, and now Schultz up here with one out and one on. Down in the count here on Watkins at 0-2. And the pitch, a late swing, fouling it straight back, so it stays 0-2. A 1-1 tie here in the top of the fifth. Class 3A baseball quarterfinal action in Kansas City. The 2-7 matchup with Jeff West and Girard. Watkins sets and fires. Missing outside, sliding to his right to keep it in front was Pressler. Now 1-2. The count on sophomore Breyer Schultz. Both teams still with the same starting pitcher. No defensive changes to this point. A 1-2 here by Watkins. Took a little off, and Schultz saw that and fouled it away. A little hackaway pitch there. Stays alive at 1-2. Ball comes in off the netting into play, so a little pause in the action. And some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. Joseph Curry in studio, Brandon Chapman with you. A 1-1 tie here in Kansas City. Jeff West and Girard in the top of the fifth. Now a fastball missing upstairs. Count even here on Schultz. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, Jeff West, the 2 seed in the tournament bracket, but the #1 ranked team in the state coming in. Runner takes off, and there's a swing and a foul off. So maybe the hit and run was on, but Schultz spoiling that one, fouling it away. Buckingham's got to go back to first. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lone run for Jeff West in the third. Girard came right back in the fourth to tie the game. We sit at 1-1, top five. And the pitch. Just missed. My goodness. 3 balls and 2 strikes here on Schultz. Runner at first, one out, top five, 1-1 tie. Big pitch coming up here for Cooper Watkins. We'll look back at first. Kicks, fires, runner takes off, and he fouls it away, does Schultz. So we'll try it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lengthy battle here between Watkins and Schultz in the top of the fifth. Third time through the order for Girard. Schultz will step out for a second, and the runner at first is Buckingham. Maybe the best name in the tournament, Briggs Buckingham at first base. Got a pretty good lead here. Might be taken off. 3-2. He does. Here it is. And a tie ball four. That was a tremendous at-bat for the sophomore, Briar Schultz. That is the fifth walk allowed by Watkins in this game. And now Girard with the go-ahead run in scoring position with one out in the fifth. And now we're getting a couple more baseballs for the home plate umpire. Well, here's a good guy to have up for Girard. That is senior Aiden Ashbacher, number three in the order, 21 RBIs. And a chance for maybe one here.
K-A-I-R-F-M.
An opportunity to give himself the lead here in the fifth. Watkins bends it in there for a cold. Was it inside? Might have been inside for ball one. It was inside, missed the call. So Ashbacher starting in front. One ball, no strikes. You got Buckingham at second, Schultz at first. Next pitch. This is laced down the left field line, and that ball is fair. It's cut off by Skahan. One run is going to score, and Girard takes the lead. It's an RBI single by Ashbacher. Buckingham's going to score. Schultz goes first to third. And a 2-1 Girard lead in the top of the fifth. Still only one out. And now a pause in the action. As Girard putting together their best little stretch here in the fifth inning. And now a meeting on the hill here for Jefferson West. I don't believe Watkins is being taken out at this point, but at least Coach Stevie's going to have to settle the troops. So Girard has their first lead of the game at 2-1. They have runners at the corners with one out here in the top of the fifth. Once again, some teams, they win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. Joseph Kerr on the ones and twos. Brandon Tabman here in Kansas City, right off Antioch Road, home of the Blue Valley West Jaguars and the site of first round baseball state tournament games here today. All right, now Jeff West, they got to right the ship. Girard looking to extend. They have just taken a 2-1 lead on the Tigers here in the top of the fifth. Right before that mound meeting, an RBI single by Aiden Ashbacher. And we may have a pitching change. We actually do. So we're going to step aside for a quick timeout. Watkins, his day is done. Brody Keelan on the bump. We'll continue our coverage after a timeout here on CARE.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
For both of these teams, the new Jeff West pitcher is Brody Thielen, taking over for Cooper Watkins, who's been pulled here in the top of the fifth inning with one out. Girard has just taken their first lead of the game at 2-1 on an RBI single by Aiden Ashbacher. Girard still only one out, have runners at the corners, and now Thielen entering, making his 11th appearance on the bump and the biggest spot to this point. As Girard looking to add to a one-run lead, Thielen firing to first. Back in safely there is Ashbacher. As Robbie Bruning is in the batter's box here, he singled and scored the first Girard run back in the fourth, and he is also struck out. Thielen bends one in there, but missing on the inside corner for ball one. So Thielen in. He has pitched 23 innings. Has a 1.50 ERA. But Gerard trying to get out in front a little bit more, and that's going to be a base hit to left field. It's dropped in front of Skahan and left. And back-to-back RBI singles, this one by Robbie Bruning. That run will be charged to Watkins, and the Gerard lead is 3-1. Ashbacher goes to second. Bruning drives in the run. That is his 26th RBI of the season. And the Trojans here with one out, keeping the line moving. Now a 3-1 lead. That brings up Blake Brokob, who is 0-1 with a walk. So still two on and one out. Two runs have scored. 3-1 Gerard. Thielen fires in a called strike number one. This is going to be an uphill climb now for Jeff West. You got to keep it at a two-run deficit. Can't allow Gerard to get any more runs with Cam Smith on the other bump. The Arkansas commits. But no balls, two strikes here on Brokop. Thielen sets just below the chest level. And now a throwback to second base. Tag applied by Mayer, but back in safely there. So 0-2, still the count. Here on Brokop. Here's the pitch, and it's chopped foul behind the dish. So it stays no balls and two strikes here on Brokop. So it started this inning with a strikeout on Bowen, the number nine hitter, and then starting with Buckingham at the top, it went walk, walk, single, single. And it's a 3-1 lead here for Gerard. Runners at first and second, top five, one out. Now a time called here by Brokop as he'll step out of the right side batter's box. So Watkins today charged with that last run, and he's still responsible for Ashbacher at second base. And has Brokop 0-2. Here's the pitch, high and inside, ball one. I'll mention Thielen's stats a little bit. His 11th appearance on the bump, 5 earned runs allowed in 23 innings with 40 strikeouts. Well, he'd love a strikeout here. Sets at the belt, 1-2, looking back at second base. Runner there is Ashbacher. Here's the pitch, and this is launched a mile high in the air. It's going to be an infield fly to the right side, and it pops out of the glove of the second baseman and firing to third to get the lead run for out number two. So I stand corrected on the infield fly. Well, that's not a terrible scenario there. Well, Jeff West running off the field, so that appears to be a double play. They might have tapped first. And that is very unfortunate for Gerard, but they do add two and take a 3-1 lead. We go to the bottom of the fifth. You're on care. Jeff West trailing Gerard 3-1.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. DSB has been in existence since 1901 and has operated under the same name since its founding with no interruption. The bank remains locally owned and locally focused on serving local people and businesses. With all those decades of experience, Denison is here to make your financial life better. That's Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, Topeka, and online at dsbks.com. Member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871. To schedule your appointment today.
High school baseball continuing today here on Care Country. Happy holidays to you and those who celebrate. Appreciate everybody across the board celebrating today as we continue our coverage here in Kansas City. Class 3A state baseball quarterfinal. Cam Smith back on the bump here for Gerard and the Trojans. A 3-1 lead here against Jefferson West. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, Tigers got an uphill climb here. It'll be 7, 8, and 9 in the order, starting here with Austin Knox. For correction, it's going to be Monholland. It's going to be a pitch hitter here for Jeff West. First pitch swing and a miss by Monholland for strike number one. So again, Monholland getting his first at bat in this tournament. And that is in there for a called strike. He is quickly behind Cam Smith at 0-2. Monholland this season making plate appearance number 46. And quickly down 0-2 here to begin this bottom of the fifth inning. And he is quickly down on three pitches. That is called strike number three. Five strikeouts here for the Arkansas commit, Cam Smith. And now that brings up Corbin Mayer with one out, bases empty. Bottom of the fifth inning, 3-1 is our score. Girard, the 2-plus advantage on the tally. And Mayer, really responsible for the lone run. It is a double for him that led off the third inning and then scored the lone Jeff West run on the RBI squeeze bunt by Ryan Pressler. No balls, one strike here on Mayer after the foul off, and he takes one upstairs for ball one. I mentioned it's only a two-run deficit. With as good of a pitcher Girard has, it's going to be a little bit more of an uphill climb, and he bends in a curveball that swung on and missed for strike number two. Well, the semifinals and championship have been moved to Manhattan with KU baseball hosting a regional coming up this week. So the winner here will go on to Manhattan for the semifinals here in a couple of days. Another foul off here by Mayer. One ball, two strikes. Bases empty, one out, bottom of the fifth inning. Tigers trailing Girard 3-1. Cam Smith out of the windup, kicks and deals. And that one way up and inside. Mayer ducking out of the way of that one. Now two balls and two strikes. Mayer entered today, batting average at .250. That run he scored was his 24th run scored this season. 2-2, swing and miss. And a strikeout for Cam Smith again. Back-to-back strikeouts here for Smith. He's got six here in the game. And two outs now for Colin Croson. Now Croson today, just a sacrifice bunt in his lone at bat. Put down to perfection to get Corbin Mayer into scoring position. And he bats for a second time against Cam Smith. 3-1 Girard here. Bases empty, two out, bottom of the fifth. First pitch fastball missing inside for ball one. But Smith working with a lot of momentum on his side. Here's the next one. Off speed, bends in there. It's called strike, and it's 1-1. Girard has only given up 53 total runs in 26 games this season. That's not including the game here today and the one tallied by Jeff West. So just two runs allowed per an elite pitching staff. As the count works its way to two balls and one strike here on Croson. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it by with the fastball. 2-2 the count here on Croson. Chance here for Cam Smith to strike out the side for a second time here today. Did so back in the first. And the 2-2. Ooh, just missed. Fans did not like that one for Girard, and the count runs full, 3-2. Now let's see if Croson can take advantage. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty. Here's the 3-2. And he got him, swing and miss. Boy, nasty breaking ball right there. Seven strikeouts for Cam Smith. He strikes out the side in the bottom of the fifth inning. We go to the sixth here on CARE. Girard 3 and Jeff West 1.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We'll be right back.
here on Care Country. Appreciate everyone listening here today. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. Well, Jeff West, we're running out of time. We go to the sixth inning here in Kansas City. Girard with a 3-1 lead as Brody Thielen is back to work on the bump here for the Tigers, as he will get Jackson Smith, Drake Smith, and Ben Cullen. Middle third of this order here for Girard. They have scored all three of their runs in the last two innings. And the first pitch here is a little bit inside to Jackson Smith for ball number one from Thielen. And he'll take a good offering at this one. Foul it away for strike one. The sophomore Jackson Smith today, a walk. He has also reached on an error. And Girard trying to add to a two-run lead here at the top of the sixth inning. Here's the 1-1. Low and outside, ball two. So, again, defensively, after Watkins was relieved by Keelan, you got Knox now playing defensively at third. Watkins over there at first base. That one missing just a little bit upstairs, and now it's three balls and one strike here on Jackson Smith. Leadoff man here for Girard in the top of the sixth inning. He takes that one all the way, and it's right down the middle for strike number two. So the count runs full here to begin the top of the sixth inning. And Keelan out of the windup in a 3-2, and it's a ground ball. It's left side, fielded by Cooper Knox, a little bit of a bobble, and the throw is wide. And rounding first and going to second is going to be Jackson Smith, and not a good start here for Jeff West in the top of the sixth. Mark it down as an E6 for the Tigers, and Jackson Smith into scoring position with nobody out here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up Drake Smith, the freshman DH. He is 0-for-2 today. And a base hit could add some key insurance here for Girard. Well, I said it atop the broadcast, Girard might be the seventh seed, but it was not going to be an easy out here today for the Tigers. And it's living proof here in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch here to the batter in Drake Smith. He's going to pop this one up on the infield, left side. And it's dropped again. It is misplayed by Cooper, knocked it short, and everybody is safe. Back-to-back E6s, and two on and nobody out here for Ben Cullen. And now the players' only infield meeting here for Jeff West, as they have now racked up four errors in this game unofficially. And now here comes a coach for Jeff West to get in the mix here in this mound meeting. Well, this is do-or-die time for the Tigers. They're down 3-1. Top of the sixth inning. Of course, they still got six outs to spare offensively, but when you see an Arkansas commit, Cam Smith on the bump, and as efficient as he has been, even if the Tigers hold it to 3-1 this inning still, the Tigers trying to find two runs is going to be very hard to do. Not saying it's impossible, but there's a reason Girard is here and has a two-run advantage with two on and nobody out in the sixth inning. So Thielen with the convo, getting ready to get back to it again. He'll see Ben Cullen, who is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts on Watkins. And we're back to it. Runner at second, Jackson Smith. Drake Smith, the runner at first. Corner infield is in. The bunt is shown here by Cullen. And he pulled it down, or pulled it away, and I believe it is ball number one. It is. That pitch just missed the zone. So assuming Colin's still going to continue to put a bunt down here, try to get these two runners into scoring position. Of course, he got one at second already, but trying to go second and third. Here's the bunt shown by Colin. Now a throwback to second base. Good heady play by Jackson Smith, realizing that and getting back in there safely. Now defensively, the Tigers have been so good all year, but they have committed four errors in this quarterfinal game today, which has led to two of the three runs by Girard. A 3-1 Trojan lead, trying to add to it here in the sixth. Bunt shown, pulling it back, and it's in there for a called strike on Cullen. Now Girard, one run in the fourth, and two more in the fifth, and now a big opportunity for more in the sixth. Jeff West, their lone run in the third. Bunt is put down, popped high in the air, and they're going to say foul ball. It was picked up right on home plate by Pressler. Now, fans not realizing it was a foul ball, so everybody's got to go back. So now it's one ball, two strikes here on Cullen, so we'll see. Doubt he tries to play the bunt. You never know. But if he tries the bunt with two strikes, he's going to have to get it in play. Runner at second base, Jackson Smith. Runner at first, Drake Smith here for Girard. A two-run lead here in the sixth on Jeff West. Thielen sets chest level, kicks and fires. Bat stays on the shoulder, and that one's low for ball two. Corbin Bowen in the on-deck circle for the Trojans. Thielen sets, looking back at second base. No hold. Here's a 2-2. Outside, ball three. And Pressler had to go diving to his right to keep it in front and keep the runners at first and second. A big 3-2 pitch about to be delivered here to Ben Cullen, the junior first baseman. Thielen sets and fires, and it's hit on a line drive over the second baseman, Mayer, out into right field. And they had to hold the runners up because it was nearly caught by Mayer, and a base hit by Cullen on a 3-2 pitch, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. And here's number 9 in the order, Corbin Bowen, who is 0-for-2 today. And this, to me, feels like the game both ways. A little bit of a time here is Girard, third base coach, having a conversation with Bowen before he steps into that right side batter's box. And the bases are loaded thanks to a couple of errors and a single right there by Cullen. They got Jackson Smith at third, Drake Smith at second, Cullen at first. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth. Girard trying to add to a two-run lead with nobody out. And Thielen has work to do. He'll still go out of the stretch. He'll fire, bends it in there, but it stays upstairs for ball one. Rough spot here for the Tigers. Thielen sets, looks at third, infield is in, the pitch. Outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes here on Bowen. And Jeff West, fans kind of sitting on the edge of their seats here, knowing that it's coming down the home stretch, and the Tigers are going to have work to do, and now that pitch is outside, ball three. A walk's going to score a run. I would expect Bowen to keep the bat on the right shoulder at minimum for the next two pitches. Thielen needs a strike. He got it. Barely on the outside part of the plate. You're going to need another one here. Again, I think Bowen would keep the bat on the shoulder here on 3-1. And now a throw to third, a low throw, and nobody was holding. Knox over there defensively. But Girard, bases loaded, nobody out here in the sixth. They lead the Tigers 3-1, a 3-1 count here on Bowen. The pitch by Thielen. In there for a strike. So it goes from 3-0 to 3-2. Now Bowen an opportunity to swing away. The infield is in for Jeff West, double play ball. In effect, obviously, Tigers want that key run out at home, and there's a swing and a miss, and Thielen gets a massive strikeout. So he comes back from down 3-0 in the count to strike out Bowen. It's the first strikeout in relief here for Thielen. But it is back to the top of the order now with Briggs Buckingham, who has reached in two of his three at-bats today, both via the walk. Bases loaded, one out in the sixth. 3-1, Girard. Here's the pitch. Outside from Thielen, ball one. Now the infield is still in. Double play within the inning. Jeff West desperately needing a double play here. The pitch. Fastball knee high. Called strike number one. Now Buckingham entered today with a 400 average and 15 RBIs. He has scored one of the Girard three runs. And now a high chopper to the first baseman. It's going to be Watkins throwing it home and safe at the plate. He is off the bag. And a run is in. 4-1, Girard. Well, Watkins waited on that one at first. Now Coach Stevie wants to know because the umpire said Pressler's foot came off the bag at home. I doubt anything's going to be changed, but at least Coach Stevie wants some verification here. Now we're going to pull the umpires in, so hold on real quick. This is a massive call in this game. If it stands, it's 4-1 Girard with still the bases loaded and one out. Let's see what the final call is here. Again, the umpire saying Pressler's foot came off home. And out is the official call. They change the call at home, take the run off the board, and two outs in the inning, and it's still 3-1. And now the umpires, or wait, is he safe or out? The umpire said out. That was after. Well, a lot of confusion here. The original call was safe. The umpires broke the huddle. Home plate umpire gave the out signal, but yet another umpire gave the safe signal. And we're still having conversations. We're still not sure what the hey is going on. Hey, you don't have replay system at the high school level. Certainly would help in this scenario. And safe is the call. So they did it a couple of times. So never mind. It is 4-1 Girard on the RBI by Briggs Buckingham. Drake Smith to third, Colin to second, and Buckingham occupying first base. It is 4-1 Girard. And there's only one out in the inning, yet two on the scoreboard. Umpire going back to the press box, letting them know, hey, only one out still in the inning. Want to make sure it's correct. Now the announcer's asking the questions through the PA, confirming the call there. And now Coach Stevie again for Jeff West with a conversation with the home plate umpire. There is one out. The bases are loaded. Girard has just scratched across another run and lead Jeff West 4-1 here in the top of the sixth. That'll bring up Breyer Schultz. And scoreboard's still showing two outs. There's the switch. Now to one. So Thielen, and now this one's hit out into center field. First pitch swinging. Trouble. Girard's going to play one. Here comes the throw. It's going to be cut off. It's a two RBI single by Breyer Schultz. And Girard leads this game 6-1. Drake Smith will score. Colin will score. Buckingham stops at second base. And a three spot here for Girard in the sixth. And all sorts of trouble now for Jeff West, as the Tigers are going to have an infield meeting here. Well, the number one ranked team in the state and number two seed in the field on the verge of elimination for a second straight year in round one, unless a heavy rally follows this in the last two innings. And that appears to be the end of the line for Brody Thielen. So another pitching change here for Jeff West. It's all Girard in the sixth inning. It's 6-1 Trojans. We're back after a timeout here on CARE.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Here for Jeff West, third pitcher being utilized in this quarterfinal game. It's going to be Cooper Knox taking the spot of Brody Thielen, as Girard two on and only one out here in the top of the sixth. They have already played it three and now lead Jeff West 6-1. And Cooper Knox enters on the mound for the 11th time this season. He has pitched 24 innings has allowed 22 hits and a 2.30 ERA. Thielen will go back defensively at third base as this game is quickly unraveled on the wrong side for Jefferson West. Tigers led 1-0 at the end of the third inning, but since then, 6 unanswered runs for Girard, and they're still batting with 2 on and 1 out here in the 6th. The 2 big hits back-to-back from Briggs Buckingham, and the most recent one prior to the change, a 2 RBI knock by sophomore Breyer Schultz, who now has 31 RBIs this season. So Cooper Knox, third pitcher today for Jeff West. And as Girard continues to build this lead, remember, if you've been listening, on the mound for Girard today, the Arkansas D1 commit, Cam Smith. So even if it ends here in this half inning at a 5-run deficit, trying to get 5 runs against Cam Smith is going to be much more challenging, and that's going to be a balk before a pitch is even thrown. Yikes. Well, kind of a fake throw to second, and then the hesitation. The balk is called. Now Buckingham to third and Schultz to second. And still waiting on our first pitch here to Aiden Ashbacher, who had an RBI single in his last at-bat. That RBI for him gave him 22 on the year. Now base hit could give him 2 more in that category. Girard trying to blow the game open. They lead it by 5 with 1 out, 2 on in the top of the 6th. Knox's first pitch is high for ball 1. And the pitch by Knox. Fastball in there, belt high for a called strike. And now 1-1 here on Ashbacher. A 1-for-3 today is Aiden Ashbacher. Mentioned the RBI single, also has a strikeout and a flyout. Oh, and it hits the back of his helmet. Might have been able to hear the oohs from the fans because he took one straight off the back of the dome. And his reaction says, I'm good. And again, the bases are loaded with 1 out. And the true definition of the cleanup spot as Robbie Bruning will step in, and they're juiced. And he is 2-for-3 in this game with 2 singles, an RBI, and a run scored. This is Girard's chance to really put this game nearly out of reach. Here's the pitch. Fastball missing high for ball 1. Well, Bruning struck out in his first at-bat against Watkins. Then the 4th, singled and scored. And in the 5th, singled and drove in a run. Now he pops this one a mile high in the air. Back behind home plate, left side, reaching back and making a sensational catch with Pressler. Boy, a massive second out here in the inning. Nobody moves on the bases. And it'll bring up Blake Brokob with 2 outs. So here's Brokob with 2 outs and the bases loaded. 3 runs have scored for Girard here in the 6th. Their lead is 6-1 on Jeff West. So officially, Girard is batted around here in this top of the 6th inning. Brokob has reached once in his 3 at-bats. That was a second inning walk. He also grounded out and then popped out into a double play. Huge moment here in this game for both sides. Off speed there for Knox. He missed it inside for ball 1. Now Girard representing the CNC League well here in this opener. They lead Jeff West by 5 and a chance for more, but here's a ground ball. Reaching to Mayer at short. The only play, good play at first, and he gets it over to first in time to retire the side. So tough go there for Jeff West. 9 come to the plate for Girard. 3 of them come around to score. Jeff West, man, they got work to do. Down 6-1 as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning here on CARE.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant Pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one, too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling. Get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now, when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile, too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go Giant. Sign up today at GiantCom.net.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities.
In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilds.com. Do something big.
Well, Jeff West in trouble, six outs away from a second straight elimination in the opening round of the 3A State Baseball Championship Tournament. Thanks for joining us here again on Care Country. Joseph Kerback in studio, Brandon Tabman here. Kansas City area, home of Blue Valley West and the Jaguars. It is right now all Girard. They lead Jefferson West by a score of 6-1 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And again, Jeff West, work to do, and it's going to be hard with Cam Smith in control. Seven strikeouts, only one walk today for the junior Arkansas commit. And it will be the top of the order here for Jeff West. And it starts here with Ryan Preslow, Brody Thielen, Brady Skahan will follow. So here we go. Six outs is all that Jeff West has to work with on the offensive side. And the first pitch runs in and hits Pressler. So you'll take it if you're Jeff West. A leadoff base runner at first, and that quickly brings up Brody Thielen. Now the first time Cam Smith has hit a Jeff West Tiger in this game. You need a lot more of that if you are Jeff West. Runner at first, nobody out. They trail Girard 6-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's Thielen. He takes a fastball for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Skahan in the on-deck circle. Now Girard trailed the Tigers 1-0 after 3, but 6 unanswered runs since for the Trojans. Next pitch in the dirt to Thielen for ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 run in the 4th for Girard. 2 in the 5th and 3 in the 6th, and that could have been more in that last half inning. Got a 5-run lead here for the Trojans. Check swing, and it went around there, did a Thielen for strike 2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Pressler at first after being hit by the first pitch of the inning on the left shoulder. Doesn't have a big lead, but being held on by Cullen. Cam Smith sets and fires a 1-2, and it's a swing and a miss. First out here in the bottom of the sixth. 8 strikeouts for Cam Smith. Pressler still at first, one out. That brings up Skahan. Skahan 0-for-2 in this game. Strikeout and a line out to left. Now 5 outs to spare for Jeff West, down 5. Here's the pitch by Smith. Check swing, but it's a called strike. Now a late throw to second on the steal, and Pressler's up in there safely. Pressler with the stolen base. He is now 15-for-16 on stolen bases this season, and the Tigers have a runner in scoring position with one out. No balls, one strike to count. Here on Skahan. And Cam Smith will deliver. Fastball low for ball 1. Well, again, Jeff West has had a historical season, setting multiple offensive records. They need an offensive explosion here in the later innings. Fastball a little bit high and away. Now 2-1 here on Skahan. Now this year, Jeff West, they have set new school records in runs scored, doubles, walks, and RBIs. But again, they trail 6-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They got Pressler at second with one out. Here's the pitch. And slicing it foul down the right field line is Skahan, and he's even Stevens at 2-2. Well, last year, Jeff West losing in the opening round in Manhattan to Sabetha by a final score of 2-0. Sabetha would go on to finish top 4 in the class last year. Swinging a miss. Got him with the high keys. And back-to-back strikeouts here for Cam Smith. Give him 9 in the game. And it's up now to Cooper Watkins to try to get Pressler home from second. Well, here comes the mound meeting. Maybe the pitch count here for Smith. We'll see. Guessing that's the only way he's given the ball up. And that is the case. So 5 2/3. for the Arkansas commit, Cam Smith. He gets a standing ovation by his crowd support and community here today. A pitching change here for Girard. We will let you know who that is after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
The new pitcher for Girard is Breyer Schultz. What a day it was for Cam Smith. 5 2/3, just 2 hits, 1 run allowed, 9 strikeouts, and 1 walk. And Schultz will come in here with 2 outs. Jeff West, a runner at second base. The Girard lead is 6-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Schultz on the mound trying to get the final out here. As it will be Cooper Watkins, the cleanup man for Jeff West, desperately needing to find Pressler home. Just 4 outs to spare for the Tigers on offense. First pitch by Schultz, belt high fastball for a called strike. Watkins today 0 for 2, a strikeout and a lineout. Of course, he was roughed up a little bit getting the start on the mound today. Schultz stats, he is a right-handed thrower. Pressler at second base, 2 outs. Here's an 0-1, and it's hit to the right fielder, and it drops in front of Buckingham for a base hit, and he gets it in quickly. They have to hold Pressler at third. Really thought they might try Pressler there, but great job by the freshman Buckingham and Wright to get it in quick. It's a two-out single for Cooper Watkins. Jeff West has him at the corners with 2 outs, and now it's down to Max Tuck, the right fielder. So here we go again, desperately needing a base hit here is Jeff West with Max Tuck. He is 1 for 2 today with a single, one of the just 3 hits now for the Tigers. Watkins at first, Pressler at third, 2 down in the inning. And Schultz fires in the first pitch, a little bit high for ball one. I said at the top of the broadcast, it was going to be tough today for Jeff West to utilize runs. And Cam Smith, again, was sensational, going 5 2/3, 9 strikeouts, 2 hits, 1 run allowed. And a 6-1 lead here for Girard. Fastball missing high here for Schultz. And Tuck out in front, 2 balls and no strikes. Runner at third is Pressler. He was hit by a pitch to start the inning. And then Watkins at first base. He got there on a 2-out single. And Max Tuck today entered the state tournament. The batting average of .458. And again, 1 for 2 today. And the count in his favor at 2-0 here. Pitch by Schultz. Inside corner with the fastball, called strike one. Tuck grounded out to short in the second. That single came back in the fourth. A lone run for Jeff West today on the Pressler suicide squeeze in the third. At that point, it was 1-0 Tigers. Since then, 6-1 Girard. 2 outs, bottom six. Here's the pitch. Just missed on the outside corner. That's been the close call by the umpire. He's kept it pretty tight on that outer edge all day. Both fan bases have certainly had issues with that. But Schultz could not get the call there, and it's 3-1 here on Tuck. And Tuck now a late time call. He'll step out. I think in this situation with the count 3-1, maybe Tuck's going to make Schultz throw him a strike here because a walk would load the bases with 2 outs. You got Jackson Pollard in the on-deck circle for the Tigers. And a big 3-1 coming up here for Schultz. Here it is. And swinging at it and hitting it out towards left field. Ashbacher backing up. He'll make the catch in front of the warning track. And that retires the side. And that will retire the side, as we mentioned here, in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's all Girard as we go to the seventh. 6-1 Trojans. It's high school baseball here on CARE.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Country 93.7 FM, State High School Baseball in Class 3A, this quarterfinal down to the final inning. And Girard going to add, or at least look to add, some key insurance. They lead Jefferson West. Our score is 6-1 Trojans. Thanks again to Joe Curry back in studio. Brandon Sadler with you. Two more games coming up here on this field across our networks. Frankfurt on 92.1 coming up next. And the game after that will be Rossville. That'll be on 96.9 The Pulse. So three consecutive games here in KC across three of our MSC networks. So here's Jackson Smith to lead off the top of the seventh for Girard. Cooper Knox in relief, back to work here. Third pitcher today for Jeff West. A 6-1 Girard lead, and five runs is pretty hefty, but certainly would love some more insurance here in this frame. And first pitch swinging, a little liner to the right side. Mayer makes the catch. And a little lineup there for Jackson Smith to begin the top of the seventh. So one up and one down. That'll bring up Drake Smith. Oh, we got a pitch hitter? Okay, pitch hitter. It'll be Perrin Stevens, the pitch hitter here. So pitch hitter here for Drake Smith. Stevens now will get his first at bat today, and he'll take a pitch low and inside for ball one. Now, Drake Smith in his three at-bats scored a run, reached in one of the three. Now, Stevens takes one a little bit inside. It's now 2-0. Pitch hitter here, Perrin Stevens in the top of the seventh inning for Girard. They lead Jeff West 6-1 in the state quarterfinal. And that 2-0 there by Knox, finding the strike zone on the outer edge. Now, two balls, one strike. Out of the windup, the 2-1, late swing and miss, and 2-2. Now the count on Stevens, pitch hitter here for the Trojans. Well, for Girard again, their first trip to state in baseball since 2022, finished fourth that year, and there's a called strike three, and Stevens is down looking. So a strikeout there recorded by Cooper Knox, two up, two down here in the seventh, and now Ben Cullen. Ben Cullen today, 1-for-3, a single and a run scored back in the sixth. Now is the big inning for Girard, where they turned a 3-1 advantage into what is now a 6-1 advantage. And first pitch by Knox, a little bit inside for ball one. Knox out of the windup. And a late swing and hit to the right side over the fence and foul. Now Cullen striking out twice in his first two at-bats, both via the swing against Cooper Watkins. Missing inside there on a breaking ball. And now two balls, one strike here on Cullen. Again, defensively a little change with Watkins at first, Thielen at third. And a high fastball is swung on and fouled away. And two balls and two strikes. Base is empty, two down, top of the seventh. Jeff West will have one more opportunity. Down five, at least as of right now. Here's a 2-2. in there, called strike three. Got him looking. So good inning there for Cooper Knox. He retires Girard 1-2-3, including back-to-back strikeouts. Well, down to this for Jeff West. They need five to keep their season alive. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here in KC, 6-1, Girard.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go Giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
Season on the line here for Jefferson West. The 2-seed Tigers trailing 7-seed Girard 6-1 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning here on CARE. Appreciate Joe Kerr back in studio. Brandon Fenton with you as well. Now, Jeff West came into this one with 9 consecutive wins and only 2 losses on the schedule. First pitch swinging, Pollard to ground out to third, low throw, in time for the out. 1 pitch, 1 out, Pollard down 5-3, and 2 outs remaining here for Girard as they look to advance to Manhattan later in the week. Now, here's Monholland, who came on defensively earlier in the game. He's batting for Austin Knox. And Monholland takes one a little bit low. Fans for Girard thought it was a strike. Umpire says no, it's 1-0. Correct myself, it's the second at-bat for Monholland. He actually had his first at-bat to lead off the fifth. He struck out, so he's 0-1 today, but he's ahead. 2 balls, no strikes. 1 out, base is empty here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tigers down 5. Now he fouls one away here. 2 balls and 1 strike here on Monholland. Bats on the right side. Schultz fires. Another swing and a foul off here. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now Corbin Mayer in the on-deck circle. And Jeff West 2 outs away from going back-to-back years being eliminated in the first round of the state tournament. 2-2 by Schultz. And this is lifted high in the air. Right field, medium depth. It's going to be Buckingham. He'll make the catch. And Girard 1 out away from winning this game. It is up to Corbin Mayer for Jeff West, trying to keep this thing moving. So Mayer today, 1-for-2. He had a double and a run scored. Scored the lone run for Jeff West all the way back in the third. The RBI to Pressler on the suicide squeeze. First pitch by Schultz. Fastball grazing the inner edge for a called strike one. Now Schultz, a fifth batter he has faced here in relief. That one a little bit south of the knees, ball number one. Now it's down to this for Jeff West. 2 outs, base is empty here in the seventh. Here's the pitch. And it's popped up. Foul territory. Going to be in the stand. Good thing I got, just barely got over the fence. Boy, everybody in front of me was kind of ducking, so you kind of had to make the duck noise yourself and landed a few rows in front of us amongst the patrons. But it's down to the final strike, potentially on the Jeff West season. 1 ball, 2 strikes here on Mayer. A little bit of a time and a little pause here by the home plate umpire. Girard fans on their feet. 1 strike away from eliminating the 2-seed Tigers. Here's the pitch, and it's chest high and north for ball number 2. Fans wanted it, but that one was a little bit high. 2 balls, 2 strikes here on Corbin Mayer. Chance to win it here again for Girard. Schultz pitching, firing, up and in. They'll check down to first. Check swing, not there. So it runs to 3-2. So from 1-2 to 3-2 here for Corbin Mayer. Well, Girard up by 5 here in the bottom of the 7th. Girard fans needing one more strike to pitch. And it's popped up. Shallow left field. It's going to stay on the infield. Bruning, the shortstop, makes the catch, and the game is over. And Girard is on to the semifinal for the first time since 2022. Final score today in the 3A tournament opener. It is Girard 6 and Jeff West 1. We'll wrap up the broadcast when we come back here on Care Country.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit Morton Building.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
Life better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Final time here on Care Radio. Joseph Kerr on the ones and twos. Brandon Tebbett with you. For a second straight season, the Jeff West baseball season comes to an end in the first round of the state tournament, this time in Kansas City, the home of Blue Valley West, Bill McDonald Field, as Girard advances to the semifinals later on this week in Manhattan as they beat Jefferson West again by a final score of 6-1. Well, Jeff West will end their season with a record of 24-3 overall. As Girard advancing to Manhattan later in the week, their record going into the semis will be 22-5 after the win here today. Well, again, Jeff West, they scored their lone run in the third inning, and it was the first run of the game. It was started with a double by Corbin Mayer and then eventually came around to score on a suicide squeeze by Ryan Pressler, and that was it. Again, the Arkansas commit Cam Smith reached his pitch count in the sixth inning, and he was dynamite, nearly unhittable against Jeff West here today. He went 5 2/3, the winning pitcher. He had 9 strikeouts, 1 walk. He allowed just 2 hits and 1 run here today against Jeff West. And then Breyer Schultz ending it, getting the final 5 outs in relief for Girard. Well, again, 1-0 was the score. Jeff West going into the fourth inning. And then the 6 unearned runs after that over the final 3 frames for the Trojans, as the tying run in the fourth was scored on a throwing error by the first baseman, Austin Knox. And then 2 more runs in the fifth, which gave Girard at that point a 3-1 lead. They got an RBI single by Aiden Ashbacher, followed up by an RBI single by Robbie Bruning, and then really putting it away with 3 more runs in the sixth inning. The big hit, a 2-RBI knock by Breyer Schultz. And they got another run in there as well. At that point, it was 6-1, and that score would hold for the remainder of the game. Well, I appreciate everybody in the Jeff West community following and listening all season long. Just an unfortunate matchup here. Knew it was going to be tough. Just not a normal 7 seed when you got a D1 commit on the mound and going up against here in this first round of the state tournament. So, again, final score, Jefferson West losing to Girard today in the opening round of the 3A baseball state tournament. We close it out here on CARE. Don't forget, coming up here in about 25 minutes or so, I'm switching over to our sister station, 92.1 KMZA. We're right back here in Kansas City as Frankfurt's will have their first-round game in the 2-1A baseball tournament. So stay tuned for that here in about 25 or 30 minutes on 92.1. Appreciate again Joseph Curry on the ones and twos. Final tally here on CARE today, Girard, the win. 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 8 on base. Winning pitcher again was Cam Smith, 5 2/3. 1 run, 2 hits, 9 strikeouts, and 1 walk. And in the loss today for Jefferson West, 1 run, 3 hits, 4 errors, and they left 4 on base. Cam Smith, the losing pitcher for Jeff West, that was Cooper Watkins, 4 1/3. He gave up a couple of runs, had 7 strikeouts, but he did issue 5 walks. And again, the defense not helping with 4 errors in there as well. Girard now 22-5 onto the semifinals. Jeff West, their season ends here in 2026 with a record of 24-3. For Joe Kerr, Brandon Chapman, speaking with you here in Kansas City, 30 minutes away on 92.1. Join us there for Frankfurt. Thanks for listening to high school state baseball coverage here today on CARE.
The voice of Atchison, local news, farm, weather, and sports, Hot Country 93.7.